This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. To Allah belongs the East and the West. Whichever way you turn, there is Allah's presence. This is verse 115. This verse addresses the fact that whichever direction we face, we are facing Allah. The first point of reflection is that we shouldn't think of Allah as only being in the mosque or in the direction that our prayer mat faces. There is Allah. When we get on the prayer mat, there is Allah. In such cases, we will forget about Allah when we are not in the mosque or on our prayer mats. So we have to work on our God consciousness until it becomes second nature for us. We shouldn't think of Allah only being in the mosque. The second point of reflection, to underscore this same point, Allah changed the direction of prayer from the north to its opposite in the south as a test for early Muslims in the year 624. That's 2 years after the Hijrah. Muslims, some of who were in the middle of prayer, were instructed. Allah sent the revelation to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and he informed those around him. They spread the message, and one of the cases, people who were carrying the message reached the masjid, reached a masjid, and people were in ruku', facing the north. And he informed them, the imam switched, went to the other side, and they turned in their prayer and prayed to the south. As a result of that, there is a masjid in Medina, which is called Masjid Al-Qiblatain. However, that is not actually the masjid in which it took place, but it commemorates the event. The third point of reflection, looking at this issue that wherever we turn, we face Allah, is that Muslims, if they end up in space, on the International Space Station, for example, in orbit, which direction should they face? Facing the direction of the Earth is enough. That's telling us something. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ in Medina, when the Qibla was changed to the south in Mecca, he told the believers there that what was between the east and the west, that's 180 degrees south. You know, southeast, southwest, south, southeast, south, southwest, all the way to south. All of that is acceptable as long as you're generally facing south. So we don't need to get into, you know, changing the qiblas in masjids. Unfortunately, some Muslims get caught up in this. They carry a special qibla compass and they go into different masjids and they see, oh, you're off by 3 degrees. So they have to change all the lines in the masjid. Somebody else comes with a laser compass and he finds that we're still off another 2 degrees. So we have to go and change the rugs and directions again. No, we don't need to do all of that. The general direction is sufficient. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha